Kluge was explaining the two types of Chachma Bina more in terms of personality. And now, this last part that we're up to, we're beginning to see how these two ways of Chochmah Bina play out in one's Avodas Hashem. And as we said from the beginning, this is, and that's why it's the first perek in the Sefer, is that it is a Yisoid and a Sherish in all the Torahs of Hashem and in the Derech of Hashem, to be able to understand how to integrate these two Kaychas and Nefesh of Chochmah Bina. So even when a person is learning and must learn the details of Torah, which is more of a Bina-oriented way, but the Chachma person, or the person that works on the Midas of Chachma, those who are much more naturally attuned to that, and others that work harder on, we all have those Midas within us. So even when it comes to the Pratim of Torah, when it comes to the details of Torah, but when it's learned in the way of Chachma, so every Prat has a taste of the entire Torah. So on the bottom of page 40, Lo Zu Bilvad, Nistavino Behilchas Tamat Torah Leida Es Kol Chalkei HaTorah. We are commanded in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a mitzvah deraisa. We spent a long time learning that in Chabur and the Sefer Mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is of course incumbent upon men, women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They have their own learning that they do, but the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and Hilchos Talmud Torah, one is commanded to do whatever he's able to do. Leida is kol chalkei haTorah. To learn kol haTorah kula, to learn everything. Obviously, each person according to what he's able to. Bein mitzad is kaiches of understanding, and also the practicalities of life, and how he's able to do that. But ideally, a person is obligated to learn to learn and to know the entire Torah, even though it's endless. But whatever the person is able to know, the sheresh hadaver kedisa b'svar makdashim. But what's the sheresh of that? In other words, we don't have, when a person is now, when a child is already little, so you try to see what is the interest of the child, and they could begin at a very early age to say, well, this child should do this, and this child should do that. We have to recognize the natias of each child, but we're careful. At the time that they're little, we try to teach Torah to the children, and to get as much Torah into the children as we can. The reason for the mitzvah of knowing Kol HaTorah Kula from the perspective of Chachma is not how much you know. It's not just a matter of how much you know. Is there some sort of a contest that we're going to be, tested? What's this inyan of knowing Kol HaTorah Kula? We're talking way beyond knowing just what you have to do. Knowing Kol HaTorah Kula. All four pardes, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod, Shas, and Poskim, Medrash, Kabbalah, everything. One can certainly be a good Jew, even if you don't know all of that. And we're trying our best, even though we know very little of that. Right? So what's the point? B'sheresh Adavik Nisib Esfarmak Adavishim. The root of all of this, this whole preoccupation that we have with Torah, with learning Torah, the Jews have always had. That even the simplest lead, that he's knocked out after a hard day's work. And to begin with, even if he wouldn't be so tired, it might be that he doesn't have the sharpest head. But he wants to be part of learning, and he drags himself to a Shnayas, to an Ein Yankiv Shir, whatever it is. Where does that come from? What's the inyan of Talmud Torah? Pnimius. What is it? So, the sheresh hadaver is kedi'isa b'svar makdashim, shekishem shaharaitza lahakir es chaveirai. When there's somebody you care for very deeply, and you want to know that person more and more, Ein leikim lezbainen begiluyav. So how do you get to know this person more and more? You pay close attention to the giluyim of that person, to what is revealed to you in your relationship with that person. Dahainu aide diburav, how he speaks, what he says, how he says things. Aide kairos chayiv, you want to know, you very much want to know more about him. You want to know more about him. My wife always makes fun because I was telling her I met this wonderful Talmud Chacham and so on. So my wife will always ask, "Where does he live?" And I say, "I don't know." How many children does he have? I don't know. I didn't talk about any of that. I was just talking about something like whatever in Tyre or something. And my wife is always amazed. How aren't you interested to know anything about his life, or where he's from, and what he does, and who his kids are? So then she asked me that. This happens a lot of times, and I wonder about myself, and I say, no, I wasn't thinking of that. B'shas Maisa, I didn't think of that. We just started talking about something. She says, okay, but why don't you ask him, where do you live? And I said, I don't know, it's not an interview. I was just talking about something, and I wasn't, women are much more adept at that. It's much more natural. It's an interesting thing. Because really, that should be the other way with Chochma and Bina. But the truth is that when it's a friend, when it's somebody that you're close to, of course you want to know more about the person, and you want to have a greater sense of who he is. This isn't any, it's just a wonderful Jew, but doesn't mean we're friends. It's you meet somebody. So initially you might not get into that whole discussion, but if the friendship grows, certainly, it would be very, very strange if you didn't care about those things, because you want to know the person better. And you want to know more about the background of the person. Who is this person? What's the story? Aide Maisav, Vitahalu Chaisav, things that he does, and his ways. So what does that have to do with learning Torah? And what's our obsession? Obsession is often used in a bad way, but this is a good obsession. What's the obsession that the Jewish people have with Talmud Torah, with learning Torah? That nobody in the world could ever understand such a thing, but we have our inyan with learning Torah. What is that? It says, "K'may chen me'achas sh'omah Hashem esbach sh'kiv yochal nosa nafsha b'Torah." It's b'sheh, because we mamash learned this morning in Tanya, right? That's what we're learning in Parag Dalet. That Hashem esbach himself, the infinite one himself, is enclosed in the Torah. Hashem is the closest you can get to the very Olam is the Torah. Hashem and the Torah is one. So he gave himself over. That's in this week's parashas. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Chazal say that Anoichi, right? I am Hashem. The first of the Aseres Hadibros is the letters Anoichi, Anon, Nafshi, Ksavus, Yavus, my soul. I have written and given to you in this book. I'm here. I'm in this sefer. Like we learned this morning in Tanya, the king, even though he's wearing many, many garments, but it's still the king. So we have the stories of the Torah, and we have all of the Prati Pratim and Halacha and so on. But inside all of that is the king, Mamish. It's the Atzmus of the Bar Yisbar himself, the essence of God himself. And as we learned this morning in Tanya, which is higher than the Nefesh, Ruach, and Nesham, and anything in Olam Haba, that Malachim can't understand, and you and I, when we sit and we learn Torah, and we keep mitzvahs, we're embracing the King himself. So, what's our inyan with learning? Hashem revealed to us that if you want to know me, you want to be friends, you want to have a kesher with me, you want to have a shaychus with me, this is the way to do it. And the more you learn, the more you know about me. The more you learn, the more you're studying my ways, my thoughts. That's our inyan of learning Torah. It's our longing to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else like that in the world. In Kain Kol Meseches, any Gemara that a person is learning, you call Simon B'Shulchan Aruch, and any din, any Simon you're learning in Shulchan Aruch, Hichaloin Naisaf Lahakaras Aries Baruch is another window. Is getting another peek into Kivyochel, the life of Hashem is Baruch. It's getting a peek into the life of Hashem is Baruch. Kivyochel, it's not Chalila, but as far as a human being can possibly accomplish, when you're learning Torah, that's what you're doing. The whole prat medigduke hamitzvah samaisius, in every single detail of every single mitzvah, as we learned this morning in Tanya, every single mitzvah is also, it's a window. It's something which connects you. It brings you closer and closer to the to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kutshabich V'Arayis Echad. V'zeh Pesher HaTzimon HaGodol She'ochaz Es Mevakshe Hashem Lilmoid Es HaTorah Kedosha L'mer Chaveho. This is the great thirst that Mevakshe Hashem have, that those who are seeking Hashem have, to be able to learn the Torah in all of its expansiveness. Again, if it's somebody that you love very, very dearly, and it's someone that's a close friend, a husband, a wife, and so on, so you want to know more and more. And the more you get to know that person, the more you want to understand, and to, so that's the tzimon that a Jew has for Kadosh Baruch Hu, because our neshamas know, even though we don't always think about it, but our neshamas know that the only way that we have to know more about Kadosh Baruch Hu is by Torah. Yeah, you look at the world, you see different things. That's until the Torah was given, like the conversation between the Rebbe Abinim and the Yidah Kodesh, which I'm not going into right now. From where do you take your Yiras Shemayim? From the Ru'u Ki Mibara Eila, you know, to look, to see the world and to see what the Baruch Hu made the world. But the Yidah Kodesh said that after Maimon HaSinai, the place that a Jew takes his Yiras Shemayim from is from the Torah. That doesn't mean that you can't be inspired by looking at the Grand Canyon. It doesn't mean you can't have an unbelievable service by watching the sunrise. But the Ikir Shemayim a Jew has now, after the Torah was given, is not Ru'umi Bara Eila, not to look at the creation and take from there the Creator. The Ikir is from the Torah. Since Muhammad has seen it, that's the Ikir where a Jew is able to get a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not to say that Hashem is not seen in the world and Hashem is found everywhere and everything. But the Ikir is Anoicha Hashem Lakecha Asher Tzeisichem Eretz Yisrael. As Rabbi Yehuda Levi explained, Asher Tzeisichem Eretz Yisrael, Hashem who was revealed in our lives, in history, in the world, in Torah, not the creator of heaven and earth. It's a chashuva thing, but that's not really what gets you and I to shul in the morning, that Hashem created the universe. But that Hashem Yisbach has a relationship with us, and that relationship is known to us through Torah, by learning more and more Torah, and by seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us through the Torah and through the eyes of Talmud Torah. That's the Ikkar connection that we have to. That's why Maimon HaSinai is at the center of our lives. Maimon HaSinai was the single most important event that ever took place. And Talmud Torah is the continuation of the Kol Gadol Lo Yosaf, the ongoing voice of Hashem through the years speaking to us is the Torah. We daven to Him. That's tefillah, and Hashem speaks to us in Torah, and He's telling us more about Himself. That's the way that we go out with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We date Him, we get to know Him better. That's what it is, and that comes from the tzimon, the thirst and the longing, the ahava that a Jew has. He doesn't think about it like that. I mean, he's not quite sure why does he have to, you know, what's this thing that he has with learning the daf or doing this or doing that, and this has been for thousands of years since the Torah was given. He wants to know the whole thing. If you have someone that you love very, very much, it's not just you're interested in one little part of that person's life, just to learn one part, Nezikin, or to learn just the Hilchos Shabbos of that person. You want to know the whole story. And it's the greatest longing of a Mavakish Hashem to be able to come to the world of truth after 120, coming with big shopping cart, coming with your arms full of what Masecht is, and Shulchan Aruch, and Svarim, and all kinds of good things. That's the greatest longing of a Jew. Of a Mevakesh Hashem. A person's not a Mevakesh Hashem, he's not seeking Hashem, so then his interest in Torah might be very, very small. But a person who's a Mevakesh Hashem be'emes, he can't get enough learning, can't get enough Torah. There's a Yid here in this shul who sometimes his every minute of the day is with the cheshbon of every free second that he has, very busy, every free second is with learning. So sometimes he'll tell me, you know, it turns out that I have an extra 7 minutes this week. Well, how should I spend it? You know, for the next month or something. If it works out with this place that I have to go to, I could, in the car, I have to go, whatever. Say 7 minutes. He asked me once, well, how should I, what's a good thing that I could get in 7 minutes? Is there anybody in the world that lives like that? Who has a cheshmah like that? What is a cheshmah like that? The rest of the world, so it puts on CBS, or what do they say, WI, give it 10 minutes, we'll give you the world. So it's a cheshmah, so if I have 7 minutes, I can get 70% of the world. Only a Jew has such an Indian. What could I do in 7 minutes? I could hear Epsav Vart, a Mishnah. If I'm driving the car, I could listen to something in the car for a few minutes. They have the train, they go, they live in the Daf Yomi in the train. Who lives like that? It's the biggest limud zchus on a klai yisrael, such a thing. And even though a lot of the people, they don't realize where that comes from. It comes from the tzimon, from the longing of the soul for Hashem Yisbach. The dveikus would kick in very strongly to a person would think about that. Why do I feel it? Why do I need this? Why is this so important to me? Why is this so important? They send my kid to yeshiva. What's that? What's so important about that? To the best yeshiva, to whatever, to the best. Why is it so important to me? That a person wants to come to the next world holding svar mesechtes and shulchan aruch, kedei ledabek nafsham ba'oid va'oid giluya Hashem isbarach. In order what? That I could hop another little piece of my beloved. I can get a little bit more of an in to the story of HaKadosh Baruch. That's what it is. Kedei ledabek nafsham, to attach the soul ba'oid va'oid more, a little bit more, giluya Hashem isbarach. Even in the heart, you know, when it comes to spending money, I know how it always was. If any time that if my son's nice as well, so he said that he likes the safe, so I said, buy it. Even though I can't afford or this, it was never a question. Whatever else there is, and I know that it was a question of him having that safer with the possibility that he'll open it up once to look in that safe. It's still kedai for me. I'm telling you, it's still kedai for me. That if we couldn't, from that, not to pay the mortgage and to have to move to a one-bedroom apartment, I would still do it. On the hope that he'll look at the safer one time, it's still kedai. I'm not exaggerating. That he'll look at the safer once. That's what we have with Torah. And if we don't live up to it ourselves, but for our children, we want it even more desperately than for ourselves, because we like our children more than we like ourselves. That's an old Indian. But that's what it is. You talk to a parent about the kid being in yeshiva, which yeshiva, and in Eretz Yisrael, and how's he doing? And how's he doing? What's going on? And the father and the mother in a different world, but the thoughts about that is different. It's something different. It's not the same thing that a guy has his kid in Princeton, he has the kid in Harvard, and how's he doing in his American history class? Yeah, he wants him to succeed. By us, that's nice. But by us, the Indian of Torah is not success. It's Dveikus Hashem. It's Ahavas Hashem. It's a Tzimoyin Lashem, an infinite longing for the Creator of the world. It's not a cheshem of success. People who talk like that, who think like that, that's a problem. There are some there, but that's not what it is. Call halacha v'sugya. Next page 41. Every single halacha and every single sugya. I get to find out more about the Baruch Shalom's Chachma. I get to find out more about the Rotzen Hashem. Chachmas Ritzensbach, that's what we're learning this morning. And even if I don't understand everything, I mentioned over the years a few times that one of the things that I was very moved by was when I lived in Queens, and there was a, so we used to learn there by this time, there was a kol from the Chanchim Difnun. There were old people there too, and we became very close with some of the, there were old Yidden that were learning there, and we learned with them, and it was part of the whole Chavaya of being there. And one of the Yidden from there is a very precious Jew. He's not anymore in the world. So this Yid, he couldn't be anymore at home. He needed to have a place to be watched. So he went to in Williamsburg. He was in Eish Lavram. You ever been to this place? No. I mean, we're going to end up there eventually, but I'm trying to visit. So we went three of the guys to visit this Yid. His name was Revival. We went to visit him in Eish Lavram. So, you know, you go into this place. I find the nursing homes to be very, very depressing. I always have a hard time with these places. So, one thing, you know, I don't know what, because the experiences that I had visiting places like that was, you know, now the people that look like they're like over a bottle, and they put them in front of a television, you know, like that. And sitting like, 50 people in front of a television or something in a room. So come in and go to the thing with Mr. So-and-so. They're in the Bismedrash. You go to the Bismedrash. I'm telling you what we saw. I'm not exaggerating. Walk in, and there must have been like 250 old people. On the men's side, there were, and on the women's side, like 40, 50 women. And there was a young Chassidish guy standing there saying a shiur in Gemara, shiur in Yiddish in Gemara, and the men are sitting there. So you look around and you see, so a certain percentage of them are like, you know, in the sugyum of the Gemara, and there's some labach that are not so up to that, and they're sitting there. They're not they don't have a Gemara, so, and they have the women. Some of them are knitting and stuff like. I never saw anything as beautiful in my whole life. But they all were looking at this young man with such love and such admiration. It was such a sight to see. And I said, we were talking. I said, where do you have such a thing in the world like this? That the whole place is sitting in the Bismedrash. And there's a guy, like a 30-year-old guy, that's over there saying a Gemara Shia. The ones that could understand, they're screaming and yelling and fighting. The ones that don't understand, they're sitting there smiling. You know why they're smiling? Because they're at the Shia. You know, they don't get it anymore. It could be they never got it. But they're at the Shia. They're at the Shia. They're in the Bismedrash. And they're there with the Talmud Chacham saying over Gemara Shia. And the women are sitting there. It's not Mahjong, it's not bingo night, whatever. They're sitting there. They're not listening to the Gemara. They're not even allowed to learn Gemara. And these are very religious people. They just want to be in the room in the Bismedrash. It's nice. The Yiddish Avet and Yidden are sitting in the Bismedrash. I don't think that anybody could say such a thing in the world, only us, that there's such a thing. Because that guy that's standing, the guy, the Talmud Chacham that's giving Yeshia, he's talking about the Rebbeinu Shalom. Well, I understand what he's saying, I don't understand what he's saying. But I know he's talking about the Rebbeinu Shalom. And I know that the subject here is God. That's the subject. That's the subject. So I was the one, if someone asked me, what are you learning? I said, I'm learning about Yiddishkeit and Hashem. What are you learning about the Bible? I said, I would talk about God. That's what it is. That's what it boils down to. So today it's Masechta this, and tomorrow it's Siman this and Shulchan Aruch. It's all about God. And these people want to be at a place when they're talking about God. That's all. There was a year that was part of that Kailal. That was part of that Bismedrish that Tiferet Islamic. I wonder how he is. I don't know. I haven't heard in a long time. But this goes back a long time. And this year, I told this to you. He was at a table. There was a Talmud Chacham was saying the Daf Yomi at that table. They learned that the Daf Yomi for 3 hours or more be in. And this fellow, the second he walked in, he would open up his Gemara. Pshuf. Every single day, the second the Rebbe started to talk, he sat there with the Gemara. And the second, because we were at the other table, the second the Rebbe opened his mouth, he was like. The whole 3 hours he didn't lift up his head, sleeping and snoring. Sometimes the guy next to him would give him a whack when he's too loud to snoring, and he was like that the whole time. And a few times I met his wife on Main Street, and the wife would say to me, "No, my Shlomi, he comes every day." I said, "Yeah, he's every day. You know, I see every day." So long. And I was thinking, like, is she, you know, I don't know what she would think, like, if she look in once in the classroom, like, to see her Shlomi. His Shlomi was like 65, 70 years old, but to see Shlomi. But it's also beautiful. That wouldn't be beautiful if it's in third grade, you understand. And it wouldn't be, but here's a year. It would be more comfortable for him to sleep in bed. It'd be more comfortable with a pillow and a couch, and if he'd be a guy, it'd be with the television on, putting a hero sandwich down his throat. But he wants to be there. He wants to be with other Yidden. He wants to be with Am Chisrael, and he wants to be with the Rebbe saying Yeshia, and he has his Gemara open. Okay. And the second the Rebbe would finish, the second the Yeshia would finish, and then we'd have Mincha, and it's like. It was a pellet, because there wasn't one time, I was there for 4 years, there wasn't one time that he was up. It wasn't like wasn't one time. And nobody said anything, just a little bit of knack when he was bothering people. But is there such a thing in the world like that? It's the most beautiful thing that we have, such an Eden. The love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brings us to want to be in a Shia, to hear, to hold the Sefer, to have a Gemara. What Jews have with Svam. I was a month ago, we were in Yishalayim, or 6 weeks ago in Yishalayim. So they opened up a Feldheim superstore in Gaula. You saw this? Yeah, you'll admit Shem, you'll be. A superstore. Nicer than any Svam store you ever saw here. Nicer than the biggest Svam stores in New York. So I also had a Machshava there. You know, when I was. Whenever there's a Svarim store, Weinberger finds it. And this wasn't hard to find. So
shit is wrong.
Yeah. Right? You make a right turn. You come to Kikar Shabbos. And you go on the corner. There used to be a grocery there. They took the whole corner. And there's another. It's this huge place. So I was thinking, I had a machshava over there. I said, look, this isn't Flatbush. This isn't the Five Towns. These are mostly very poor people. Amos, there are a lot of Americans, Baruch Hashem, the Chevra, from the yeshivas and from the seminaries, Amos. But there are a lot of Yerushalmis walking in. They don't have a shekel, to be fair. A shekel. They're talking about having lachmaniyah, you know, for supper and lachmaniyah. You know? Right. And that's with a cheshbon, how to afford lachmaniyah. A roll, and a little salad or something, a little leaven. And even if you can't buy a sefer today, but a Jew walks into the Svarim store to look and to see and to... There's nothing like that. You can't do that online. You see sometimes that he looks at a sefer and you see how much he loves the sefer. And if I wasn't afraid of embarrassing him, not like I'm an Oishi, you know what I mean? But I want to go over and say, why don't you get yourself the Sefer, I'll take care of it. You know? You see this Yerushalmi is looking at this new Sefer that came out. And you see he's looking at it, of course, whatever, 85 shekel. What's 85 shekel is a lot of, for us, for an American, it's not such a big deal. For him, 85 shekel is already a big amount of money. It's groceries. And he's looking at the Sefer and he sees Rahman, he sees chalushing for the Sefer. So sometimes he buys it. But he goes over to the guy, and the guy he sees takes out the notebook and he writes down And who knows when that's ever going to get. He writes in the notebook and he takes the sefer home. There's such a thing in the world. It's all for the love of God. That's what it is. It's all a havas abayir. A person who is in the world of Bina might not ever think about that. It's just that he has a fascination with learning. Could be. But from the perspective of Chochma, which we're going to see is something which you have to bring out more and more, which the Lashanta worked very hard on, it's all about getting to know the one who I love more and more. There's a tremendous longing and a thirst l'chassas Hashem, to be in Hashem's courtyard. The loyal ga'onis v'yedia great. It's not because I would guy, because he wants to be a genius. He wants to be the smartest guy. He wants to know more than everybody. That's not what's pulling that Yerushalmi in. That's not what's bringing that yid to the shia. That he wants to be, you know. You have people have a cheshbon like that in yeshiva. That's not what this yid's cheshbon is. The ga'onis v'yedia great. A person learns, and what happens if it comes to, if you don't have a good memory. A person doesn't have a good memory. So it means that you'll learn it, and the next morning it's going to be like you never learned it. Afapichim, but he ever say, you'll never find a Jew that will say that it wasn't Kedai. Will you ever find a Jew that will say it wasn't Kedai? Even though he doesn't remember what he learned. I'm not talking about he doesn't remember in 20 years. He doesn't remember in 20 minutes. But he'll never say, ever. You'll never find a Jew that will say, I wasted my time learning. You come out, even won't find it by the kids that went out of yeshiva, the left yeshivas. You come out, won't find it. They're upset, they're angry about other stuff. But when it comes down to it, they won't say, that was a waste of time, all the Torah that I learned. They don't say that. They have other inyana, but they won't say that was a waste of time. You meet a Jew that's no longer religious, and he learned in yeshivas. I met people like this. They learned in yeshivas in Europe. And they weren't from since the war. They weren't from. And you ask them about what they were in Europe, and they start talking about, oh, I was in this yeshiva, that yeshiva, and by the Rav, we learned this, and how much. And he starts to say over, puts his hands on his head, and he starts to say over something that he remembers. You'd think that a person would say, I can't believe I wasted the first 20 years of my life. I can't believe what a waste of time. Because his whole life now is not Torah. He hasn't learned in 50 years, 60 years, more. So you'd think that he would say, boy, do I regret those first 20 years, because if I could have gone to Vienna and lived it up or something. And what was I doing? I was sitting over a Gemara someplace on a bench in some dusty base of Medrash with cobwebs all over. You never meet a year that'll say that was a waste of time. I found this is the opposite. That they'll give a krechs and they'll say, aye, what that was. Amulv, even what it once was. All right, he said, what's happening? Not anymore. Yeah, they start to explain why. No. But it was, It was the gold, those were the golden years. So you want to say, why? You decided not to be that way. You spent the last 50 years in this world without any of that stuff. So l'chayr, that's what you believe in. You can't even ask that question. Because he would look at you like you're crazy. Even though he's not from anymore. But when he talks about what it was when he was learning in yeshiva, and he says over something that he remembers from the Rebbe, from the Rav, he says, I've met people that they saw tzaddikim and they say from the Rebbe, they tell me something. There's a yid I remember I met when I was a kid, he was telling me over from the visions of Nahavas Yisrael. The guy was such a machal Shabbos. And he's saying over from the Havas Yisrael, Meisim from the visions of Rebbe, that he remembered. The desire to know the whole Torah is not because of knowledge. The desire to know the whole Torah is to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the heart is singing that, the heart and the flesh of a Jew sings that song, El Kel Chai, to the living God, who's in the Torah. Kibul Chiyas, Gamalimud Mishnah Achas. Therefore they get a Chiyas from learning one Mishnah. From learning a Mishnah Achas. That's what I was talking about, the guy that has 7 minutes. He can learn a Mishnah. He's a chiyus from one Mishnah. Halacha achas. Min izdabku bi'ahavas Torah Mitoich Ahavas Hashem as well, Bitsuma Shalimut, it's the act of learning itself. Because the act of learning is the greatest connection that one can have with the Borei Olam. Yesh v'nishtab chanav shem b'dveikus. There are those who pour their souls out in dveikus. Achim shichu b'limuda, mitzad yediyas ha-Torah. And they continued learning, to learn more and more and more. L'ze ikri she'he'iru es or ha-chachma, v'soich ha-bina. Having learned all that we've learned until now, we can now describe such a longing and such a life as he'iru es or ha-chachma, v'soich ha-bina. They took the world of bina. Bina means all the details, every mishnah, halacha, right? The 7 minutes. They took all of those bina moments, and they filled them with the light of Chachma, with an understanding. The Dveikus is with an understanding that I'm not reading this because I'm going to get tested, or I have to prove something, or I want to be more knowledgeable. I'm not even remembered. I don't know. That's nice, but I don't even know this afterwards. It's because it's Hashem Yisbarach's Torah, and I want to be able to know everything I can about His Torah. I want to travel up and down, east, west, north, south. I want to be able to go everywhere in the Torah. I want to go everywhere in the Torah. That's why when you look by the tzaddikim that were very, very deeply attached to Pnimius and Torah, they were the ones they pushed very, very hard for a person to learn Kol HaTorah Kulo. Not just to spend one's entire life on 2 Masechtos, on 3 Prakim. The Vilna Gaon was the Vilna Gaon. But not only he was the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon wanted that there shouldn't be one stone of the Torah that's not turned, that's left alone. He wanted every Jew to take a trip through the Kol HaTorah Kulo. But we have in our generation that it came out such a thing that there are people that they're learning, that they learn. In some yeshivas, they learn 5 blat zman or something like that. You'll excuse me, but that's a terrible perversion of the whole mitzvah of Talmud Torah and all the rest of yeshivas. I'm not saying that. Big tzaddikim are still screaming about it, and it goes on. But you see by the tzaddikim who were connected more to Pnimius HaTorah, that their whole inyan was that the entire Torah should be learned. You do whatever you can. Everything to learn Kol HaTorah Kulo. We see that by the Ramchal and Rabbi Nachman, but the tzaddikim pnimiyim, it is an inyan of Kol HaTorah Kulo. Not to sit for 10 years on one thing, which is a very bina type of an activity. But Kol HaTorah Kulo, the la'archo ulerachba haloich v'nasoya hanegba. The government of Yidden wanted to go every single inch of Eretz Yisrael. Every single inch of Torah. There's nothing in Torah that I want to see everything in Torah. Someone says to you, nah, that doesn't interest me. You could say, it's hard for me, I'm not good at that, but how does it not interest you? There are Masechtos and Shastas. Oy Halois, Kalim, Yadayim, Zoach Menaches. Now you could say, I don't know, I'm working hard just trying to figure out Tanis and Megillah, you know? Brachas, I don't know, there's Kalim, it's hard stuff, Tum and Tahara, I don't know. So you could say you're afraid of it, you could say it intimidates you, you're not familiar with it, you know, you first need to learn the basics. All of those things are okay to say. But the second that you say, I'm not interested in that, there's something wrong. You understand the difference? If you say that I don't care about that, that's a very bad sign in a person's soul, God forbid. No, I would love to be able to. I really, Bemis, would love to know, like Masechta Paro. I would love to know Masechta Yadayim. What am I going to do? I can't open that up because I don't know the basics. I have to learn more for my level to be able to come one day that I should be zeichet to learn those Masechtas, or to learn Yushalmi. What do you think? Yushalmi. We have to have a dream to be able to learn Yushalmi. So if a person says, "Listen, Yushalmi," am I kidding myself? I don't. I, Bavli. I barely touched anything in Bavli. No, you saw me. Yeah, but you could say I'm not. I don't know. I'm not. It's hard. I'm not ready for it. The language is different. I tried a little bit. I don't. It's not for me. I need not for me now. I need more time. One day. But one day, the Yerushalmi. You try to buy Yerushalmi, put it on yourself. One day. But a person says it doesn't interest me. Someone that says that the Zohar Kaddish is not for me. That's a terrible thing for a Jew to talk like that. You can say, I'm not ready for that. That's fine. I don't think that, from what I understand, I'm not holding by that. But you can't say that it's not for you. You're a Jew. That means that Kol HaTorah Kula was given to the Jewish people. And it's for everyone. Okay, you need time. But don't say it's not for you. On page 41, the second part. Ulam kasha nifl yehudi rakim karech bina. However, if a Jew's entire existence is just coming from karech bina, from the way of bina, ba el halimud mitarech nekudasa shalai, then he comes to his learning. What can the learning do for me? What can this do for me, the learning? And since he's learning, that's already a good thing. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad, could be doing something else, so it's very good. But the nekud is in the kudosu shalai, which is what? Shemavakesh lahashir nafsha, he wants to enrich his own soul. Ulahagil gdoilus, and to reach high levels of learning, which is a noble aspiration. But it's not it. That's not it. Etzem halimud ena nechshav ba'ena of milui she'ifa. It's not the act of learning that itself fills his she'ifas, his longings and his yearnings. It's not that. It's that he wants to know. He wants to know. And if it would be possible for him, like they do with, you could take, what they like they do with the iPod, that you could connect it to the computer or something, and it puts all of the, you press one button and it puts 1,000 songs, 1,000 shiurim, right? I don't know how long it takes. I never saw how it happens, but I know it doesn't take a long time because people do that all the time. That they have the iPod and they connect it to the computer, and all the shiurim on the computer, and then you press a button. I don't know how does that take a long time. Let's say it's 100 shiurim. It could be done in less than an hour. I don't know what it is. Okay, so let's say a person feels that, well, I wish I could do that, and he goes into some place that opened up in Borough Park or in Flappers, whatever. And you have to pay to whatever for 100 shiurim for 100 black gemara you could download into your brain, and you go and you stand online and you take out and they ask you what do you want, so you say, I'll have 20 blood brachas, I'll have 6 blood erev, and give me a little bit of Sanhedrin. You never know, it could come in handy, and you pick out different things and you say, okay, $100, I figure, I said, you have a sale today, you can get, take another 10 blot. All right, I put in a little kachim in there, just, you know, like you're getting assorted cookies, you know, the bakery, you have $7 to spend, and the girl's standing there, no. So, okay, put that in. Imagine, and then you go over there, and you put your finger into the computer, and you go, beep, and there you go, you walk home, you're a happy guy, you know. And you come to shul and you say, I just was thinking about something in Sanhedrin lately. I had this thought, you know. And you say over a few paragraphs from the Gemara by heart, or that you're excited because now you know the Gemara and you never knew it, which is a higher level. It's not it. And if they make that one day, then it'd be very, very dangerous. And how far away they are from doing things like that. Things that are going on. So that's not it. From the perspective of pure Bina, that would be man's greatest opportunity to know. And again, that's a noble aspiration, but that's not the inyan of a Jew learning Torah. Yeah, I'm not getting into the inyan we spoke about in Torah. the different shitas about lishma. Say, Reb Chaim Volozhiner wouldn't want anybody walking into such a story. They understand the other Rebbe's yegiyas of tayr, because it's the etzem halimud. It's the act of pouring your kishkas out over the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and working on that sugi of God that brings you closer to Him. It's not just that you had downloaded into your brain a few masechtas. But there are people who their attitude about learning is similar to that. Not like obviously the computer, but similar to that. That's an aliyah, and an achshav bein of mili shi'ifa. It's not the act of learning. It's not putting himself into the learning. That's his greatest shi'ifa. Ki shi'ifosu l'merachok v'imkein adayin motzi b'derech. His shi'ifa is far off from being filled. That's why a lot of the guys can't take it and they leave. His shi'ifa is not the act of learning. His shi'ifa is getting there, is knowing, being able to say a shi'ir, being able to say a sharp pilpul or something. That's his shi'ifa. That's why oftentimes he sees he's not getting there, so he gives up. You know, nothing's becoming this. I'm not going to graduate with honors. It's like, I'm not going to know, so I'm not going to be able to say over a shi'ir, so what's the tachlis? That's a terrible, terrible mistake. Lay the harbe. He says, "V'im kein adayin motzi v'derech lei daharbe lachil kamus komus oimek v'liras atzmai b'mokim she'elav noisei nafsho." He wants to be able to cover a certain amount of ground in the amount and in depth, so that he can be able to get to the place that he wants to get to, which is to say a shi'ir, or to be a rosh hashiva, or whatever it is, or to be a very knowledgeable balabas. Again, those are nice things, but that's from the perspective of bina. B'shas chachma bo el alimud milamala lamata. When chachma is working, then the person comes to Torah milamala, from above, lamata, to below. U'b'shas bina, it's milamata lamala, from below to above. Nekudas apsicha shalimudai himitzad atzmai. Chachma begins with HaKadosh Baruch. And you learn to bring the Torah Hashem into your life. Bina is the ikkar learning is mitzad atzmacha. And hopefully at some point you get closer to Kadosh Baruch. Lumas nekudas ha-psicha sh'hoysel ha-beyese pol mikach ha-chochma sh'imitzad Hashem is Baruch. The psicha of learning, the nekudas ha-psicha of chochma, of learning mitach, that midah of chochma is HaKadosh Baruch. Connecting to Hashem is Baruch. Knowing more about Hashem Zbach, being dovuk to Hashem Zbach, and then travels lamata into bina, into all of my working hard on this gemara, on these mishnayos, on these halachas, or whatever it is I'm learning. But that's the direction. The bina begins from the person himself, and what can I get out of this, and how much can I know, and where is this learning going to take me? Hopefully, that will be matay shalai lishma, will come to lishma. This is like the marshal that I was just saying. Like a child who wants to have a tape recorder. A little bit of a different marshal. One of the, this might not be exciting anymore, but I remember when they first started the tape recorders and we used to have the wire and the microphone. And then to say something, and then to play that was reel to reel, and then to play the tape, and to hear yourself talk. Wow. And then I remember when we were at the World's Fair in 1963, 4, I don't remember, back in the early 60s, we were at the World's Fair in Flushing Meadow. And there was a place that we were walking over there, my family. And then when you were walking there was a television screen, and you saw yourself on the television. And then all the kids and everybody's pushing to look up there and to see yourself on the television screen. That was a big discovery then, that they could do that. I guess it was a beginning, and everybody was all excited about it. So a child hears himself on the tape. La shmiyas kolei hemenu, to hear himself, his own voice. Lumaze, on the other hand, hamavuga mevin shiyofa koicha shalmashize la shmi la oizna kolas achem shiyuchel achkim hem. The child wastes his time listening to his own voice. Well, you have to listen to yourself. You hear yourself all the time. You get older, you realize I could spend my time with the tape recorder in a better way. I could hear people what they have to say. I could learn. Lagia el mashalahayim egiya love. To reach someplace that I wasn't going to reach. K'maychen, habina mechapis tamid, heichan yuchal hu ligdor lahagbir mitziyusa hakeyemes kvar. The way of being is, how much more can I hear of myself? How much more can I, how much more myself? Again, that's not pure being, but that's where it often leads. Being is a midah lekis, but it often leads there. Lahagri mitziyusa hakayem es kvar. That which is already here, how do I make more of that? I know only this, how could I know more? And if the way of knowing more is getting it into the from the computer, then plugging in, I'll get it that way. But the ikur is lamata. How do I get more out of myself, from myself, with myself? How do I get more? Vila chachma mevakish levatel atzmai. The whole way of chachma, which is karechma, which is bittel, is it's not me. I just want to be able to receive. I want to be able to receive. Lichreis oizen, levatel atzmai, to mevatel himself. Lichreis oizen, to hold his ear. Lehe osas ayin, to be nothing. The lichloit chadoshes mekdushes akarech eloki asof mdar kadosha, and to hear the voice of Hashem that's coming from every single word of Torah. It's not me. It's not how do I make myself more knowledgeable. How do I make myself a bigger Talmud Chacham? How do I make myself a more polished Magid Shir? It's not about me. It's dafka about me being nothing. I am. And how can I be zoicha to hear the voice of Kadosh Baruch Hu called Daidi Daifek, Pischili. That's all it's about. That's what it means. That's Lehosas Ayin. The look like chadoshes to be able to absorb more new things about Hashem, mikdushes hakayach eloki from the helikus, hasof from the Torah Kadosha that's hidden in the Torah Kadosha. Mr. Hashem, we'll continue in 2 weeks, right, Mr. Hashem.